Yo.
Yo. Have you ever been really mad at one of your kids' teachers before? Like, you know, I'm going to come down there. I know you said your dad one time got mad at an administrator or something.
Yeah, he did. But no, I never have been.
I think my mom, there was a couple times she got mad. But not like, I'm going to sue your ass kind of mad. Just right. Like, I don't want you talking to my kid that way. Stuff like that. It's pretty protective. When usually, what they were saying is like, he's out of control. He's this, he's that, and when it was all true, and then she would sometimes get a little defensive and be like, well, maybe you need to do this.
Right.
You know, I don't like that you call them this. But I don't recall anything where they were ever like, I'm going to sue the school. There were times, you know, whatever age that is, it's probably junior high, where you ask to go get a drink out of the water fountain or use the restroom, the teacher says no, and you're like, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to tell my parents, because I'm positive that I have a legal right. I am a sovereign citizen, and I can go get a drink when I want to get a drink.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that stuff happening. Well, I want to tell you about what happened in, of course, Florida. I want to know what you would have done if this was your kid. Okay. It involves a three-year-old.
Okay.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Mr. Big Nuts.
Let's go to Florida for a while, shall we? Good. At least in our minds. Deltona, Florida.
Deltona.
Probably my favorite place.
Beautiful.
The best part of Florida, right? Volusia County.
Yeah.
Okay, so this story is only slightly confusing because it does involve an elementary school teacher and a three-year-old. Now, three sounds too young to be in elementary school to me, so I assume that they've got some sort of pre-K, right, at this school. But a teacher was arrested last week because of these allegations.
Teacher?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, compared to my kindergarten teacher, the one whose feet I rubbed at story time, yes. Like, I would have been. If they were, if this teacher were in that classroom in kindergarten, and they said, which feet? I would have definitely been waving my hand for her. But I would have taken either, obviously, as we know. But no, she's not like a standout hot teacher or anything like that. She's 59 years old. Her name is Miss Otero, okay? Mm. So she's doing story time. So that part, all right. I'm thinking, I know that. I remember story time. I remember my story time. I don't know what would happen if a picture leaked of, I was six, a six-year-old rubbing an 80-year-old woman's feet during story time. If that were to leak to the media today, would that be a scandal? I don't know. Was it something that she knew she would get in trouble for if parents knew, and she just
maybe
knew we wouldn't talk about it?
Yeah,
really?
No.
You think she maybe thought, even if they tell their parents would be like, "Bleh, why would you do that?"
I think she knew there'd be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, and she was I'm not exaggerating. She was at least in her 70s. She was old. She'd been a teacher forever.
Maybe she didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. So, you know, if she was in her 70s
and
80s.
My feet!
Right, she's probably born in like 1905, 1910, something like that. I don't know. But anyhow.
And she read story time and had you rub her feet?
She would say, who's going to rub my feet this
time?
And I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, sorry, we're in Florida. Back to Deltona, Florida. Volusia County, Miss Otero. She's 59 years old. She's been arrested. During story time, there was a three-year-old who is on the spectrum. Mm. I think that's what the article said has autism, but I thought people said you don't say that anymore. Now you say on the spectrum? Or do you not say on the spectrum?
Spectrum of autism.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's something about saying has autism. I don't know. The kid's got autism. I don't know.
On the autism spectrum.
He's got autism. He's autistic. How about that? He's autistic. That doesn't have to be a bad thing anyway.
He's on the
right?
spectrum of autism.
They call them autistic. So he's apparently causing some sort of problem. So she decides.
Why? Because he's autistic?
Well, that's what she says. She says that the kid.
Like he's doing autistic.
Said that the kid was misbehaving. So
he's just doing autistic stuff.
Why do they say that? I guess
there could be kids who are not on the spectrum who are misbehaving.
Yep. I think they're saying.
Yeah, but I got this autistic kid. He's always acting like a dick.
I'm guessing they're saying it because they want to act
like touching people and acting weird.
They're probably
math. Oh, touch me. Like that's what it sounds like, right? I mean, this could be it's pre-K. Any kid could be acting up. It has nothing to do with whether on the spectrum or not.
She's not talking about him being on the spectrum. I think the media, and I think they're saying that because it adds probably to the sympathy of this kid. You go, oh, well, now I'm even more angry, because you should have more understanding. This kid's got autism. You should have a little bit more patience with this kid, right? Things like that. Anyhow, The reason this teacher got caught doing what she was doing was because of a student teacher who heard this kid start to scream and cry, according to the arrest affidavit. She heard this kid starting to scream and cry. She goes into the classroom to see what's going on, and she sees Miss Otero sitting there with the book. She's holding up the book. She's reading story time, and she has got this kid, this three-year-old, on the ground underneath her, and she's got her feet around his neck, so like his head is in between. She's got her.
Like she's legs. Standing.
She's
on
giving
his
him
neck?
A chokehold. She giving him a chokehold with her legs, basically.
Wait, her legs are wrapped around his neck?
Yeah, except he's
like
on the ground.
Like a scissor thing?
Yep. So that's here's a picture. You can see.
Oh,
he's on,
so
laying okay. on his back.
So she's got both feet on either side of his ears.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not around his neck. It's on his ears.
Well, they're saying that it's on his neck.
But it's
I don't
on
know
his
about.
Ears, right?
It's
like
kind
she's
of on
got,
his head.
So he's laying like this on his back, if you can picture it. And then she's standing above him with her feet facing away from his body
and towards his head.
Feet and her feet pushed against his ears.
Yeah.
So he can't move. Does that draw a picture to you?
Hopefully. I mean, they're calling it a chokehold. They're calling it a chokehold.
Well, it's clearly not on his neck.
Chokehold okay. manner.
It's not like when she said chokehold, I felt like she was laying on the ground.
He's
like,
laying flat on his back on the ground?
Yes, yes, on his back.
And she's standing above him.
Yes, with her feet on either side.
She's sitting on a stool.
And yeah,
she's
no. Keep that out because it doesn't matter. She's okay. got her feet are flat on the ground.
Okay.
She's not on the ground with him.
Okay.
And her feet are on either side of her head.
Okay.
Of
the rest of his
head.
Body is free.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. She's holding them by the head.
Right. Now, yes.
With her feet.
Okay.
Now, Lazo says it's a head. I mean, they're saying it's his neck. From this picture, it does kind of look like maybe her legs
but
are around his neck.
But when you say neck, it sounds like
would
around
be the
her
side.
Neck at the front. She's
no,
not
it, be the, it would
him.
Be the side of his neck.
I was
neck.
Picturing
yeah.
wrapping a leg
exactly.
around
Exactly. That's
his
what
neck.
I was thinking, too. It's not
like
that.
Like MMA fighter.
Yes, exactly. It's not that at all.
And that's exactly how they make the story sound. If you just see the headlines, you'll see.
Not that this is good, but it is different. She doesn't have them in
I don't think
some sort of MMA chokehold.
Right, that's what I first thought. I'm like, right.
Well, yeah.
There's no argument.
That's what they want
this.
You to think.
You can't do that.
Every headline says she used a chokehold on a three-year-old. That's yeah. that's what it says. Florida teacher has been
and
arrested
again,
for
that
using
this is
that.
Great.
Right,
but
yeah.
What I did
that.
Was like,
right,
trying
yeah.
to make him tap out.
Yes. And that ain't it.
That's not it. And it, I don't. And you wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't pass out from this because, like Lazo said, the front of his neck is not covered. She just.
Right,
got, she's
of
just
head.
Gripping him by the sides of his head there.
To
so,
keep him still,
and like you said, it's not great. It's not great. But, I mean, man, she's been arrested. And so, I mean, that's pretty serious now that this picture got out and the police are involved.
Deputies say the teacher's aide told them she heard the boy crying and screaming while she was setting up an activity during the children's story time. She looked over to see him in distress with his face turning red while in between the feet and legs of 59-year-old Vilma Otero. According to the arrest report, the boy, a 3-year-old with autism, was later seen with redness on his neck.
Okay. So now look. If a teacher's aide took a picture of your kid in that situation, being held like that, you'd beat the hell out of her?
I'd beat the hell out of her.
You'd be that angry.
Yeah.
And would you call the police?
Yes.
Oh, you would call the police. Okay.
Yeah, don't... look, I don't... This has always been my thing, and teachers can say whatever they want, and you can raise your kids however you want. I don't hit my kid. So you don't hit my kid. I promise you, if I don't hit him, then you better not hit him.
Just don't touch him.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's it.
If you pat him on the back.
If he's acting like crazy, then kick him in the hallway and call me.
Don't ever
I'll
touch
come
him,
get him
out of anger. Like, you pat him on the back. You can give him a high five. Don't ever touch him, like, out of anger.
No. Yeah.
For
yeah.
any reason.
And now, for that, I'm going to touch you out of anger.
Yeah. I mean, she's been a teacher for 30
years. We're all going to find out what being touched
out of anger feels like.
Out of anger feels
exactly
like.
Exactly right.
You're about to feel it.
She's been a teacher for 36 years, and she teaches mostly special needs children. So it just makes me wonder how many times she's done something like this in the past.
That's your specialty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like, have you done this before? She's been charged with child abuse, which, I mean, we had a teacher at my preschool where I worked. It was a daycare preschool. I think they're the same thing. I worked there part-time, but there were people who worked there full-time that were, I guess, really more the teachers since they were there all day. But... we had a teacher who would spoon sign that said, if my kid cusses or sticks his tongue out or whatever, you can give him a spoonful of cocoa.
No.
But I witnessed it happening, and so I reported this woman to the state, and she got charged with child abuse.
Really?
Now, and I was like, I had to quit because all the women there were mad at me after that. But I was like, well,
how you left?
Yes, because they said, okay, you can give a kid a spoon. They could give a kid a spoonful of cocoa. Well, so I watched them do it one day, and they bring this girl up. She stands in front of the class, and they're like, eat this. And she goes to eat it. And, you know, she starts to cry. She's trying to spit it out. And I'm like, don't spit it out. And it was just a horrible display. It's in front of the kids. The kid is being traumatized right now. Right. And the kid's getting sick. And they're basically like, no, eat it. And I was like, okay, even if they sign something, this shouldn't be happening. So I told the mother of the girl who'd been force-fed, who had given permission, right, what had happened. She's like, I didn't think that that's how they were going to be doing it. I never thought they'd be doing it in front of the other kids. So then I alerted the state. And
how did you alert the state?
So there was another girl who worked there with me, and she said, well, you know, she didn't see it happen because she worked with babies. And she said, how bad was it? And I said, it was bad. Like, I think it's messed up. And she goes, well, you know, there's like this number that you can call, and you can report them if you want. So I was like, I mean, look, I like the lady well enough, but I don't think she should be doing this. Like, she got some sort of enjoyment out of this. You know what I mean?
Right, sure.
This wasn't hard on her. She was, like, excited to do it. So I called the number, and then they brought this person in from the state, which they didn't tell me they were going to do. I come to work one day. There's a person from the state, the owner of the place, whom I never saw, except, like, when I got hired. And they're taking each person one by one into the owner's office. And the owner's not in there. It's just a state, I don't know if they worked for CPS or what, but an investigator, and they asked each person what they saw, and they asked me, and I was like, I'm the one who called you. So I told them what I saw.
How did they know that you called?
They charged the woman with, I told them that I called them. I said, I'm the one that called you, but.
No, but how did the other ladies know that you called?
I think just process of elimination.
Okay.
They knew someone witnessed this, and there's only a couple of teachers that witnessed this. You're the weak link. You know, we're not good friends. You're only here part-time. These women had worked together for years, so they knew. And the woman comes out. The woman who had done it, who got charged with child abuse, she comes out of the office in tears because now it's going to be on her record. And I was like, I think I'll quit. And I went and got in my car.
Well, good for you, though, man.
Went home. That was that. Well, yeah, real brave. I called the state.
Cocoa.
I know.
Well, you eat some cocoa.
That's what my mom said. Like, well, the mother of the kid should force-feed this teacher cocoa in front of everyone. Seriously. But, I mean, you know, so I would say, my point is, if she got in trouble for that, then a 3-year-old and a chokehold, chokehold is a little bit, you know, it conjures up kind of the wrong image. You can't hold a kid on the ground
by their head with your feet.
You can't do that.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Did you put cocoa in your mouth?
I could probably handle it. I mean, if I'm being honest, when I worked at the daycare, preschool, whatever, I tried it. I was like, what's this all about? How bad could cocoa be? I tasted it. I was like, it doesn't taste good. But I don't know. There's a difference between just tasting it and then forcing it into someone's mouth, you know, with an audience.
Yeah.
It's different. I don't know. So like I said, even if we were talking about this off the air, Snowcomb was saying, well, what if the kid who got the cocoa, what if that kid's mom had said, yeah, that's okay? But I still have called the state.
William?
And I think I might have, just because I didn't like the way this teacher seemed to be excited or whatever. I don't know if excited is the right word, but it might be. Like, she didn't seem to have empathy for that kid. She was a little too enthusiastic.
Right.
Yeah. Did you hear about this 49ers rookie doing the autograph signing this downtown San Francisco? Did you see the story?
Yes. Ricky Purcell?
You know him, Ricky Purcell? Who'd he play for?
Florida. Okay. Florida State. One of the Florida schools.
Boy, Florida State.
Florida, I think, for sure.
How about Florida State? I cursed them, huh?
Yeah, you're
cursed,
like, another Florida team. State fan.
Man, they're supposed to be good this year, and now they've lost two games already. I did the same thing to Arkansas a few years ago, so my apologies to Florida State fans. Yeah, this 49ers story is crazy, and my whole thing is the video of him. Did you see video of him right after the incident? Like, you know, of the police? Oh, my God. I'm going to show this to you, and we'll talk about it coming up.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Okay, so this story is crazy. Now, you already know about it because you're a huge sports fan, and this is kind of sports news, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's being covered by sports outlets. So, San Francisco 49ers rookie, Ricky Purcell.
Yes.
He's
good, by the way.
Okay. And so
not that it matters. It's a horrible story, but, like, it's probably more of a story because he was good in college.
They said he, I think they said he was picked like 30 or 31 yeah. overall, something like that. Okay. So he, and he's good enough that he was signing autographs downtown and people wanted to, you know, meet this guy. People are aware of him.
By the way, hold on a second. You said you were cooking tacos tonight?
Yeah.
Off the air, we were talking about that?
Yeah.
I usually cook tacos, but I think I might try just nachos. Have you ever made nachos?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, almost every time I buy the hard taco shells, we end up making taco salad. So I've done the nachos,
too. You just put
it
on everything the same way. You just put all the nachos on, like, a nonstick pan, and then put the ground beef over it and the cheese, and then you're done?
I just put them on plates.
Seems like that would be
cover plates with nachos, and then I just start putting all the toppings on there.
Seems like that would be easier than tacos.
Well, I mean, it's... You know, you're still cooking the meat and all that stuff, but it's just extra chips.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe I'll go with that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, good. Yeah. Sometimes I'll make nachos without even buying ground beef. I'll just use canned chicken, which is your favorite thing.
Canned chicken?
Yeah, Lazo doesn't know
Jesus
that canned
Christ.
Chicken exists.
What is canned chicken?
It's chicken in a can. It's all white
gross.
Breast meat in a can.
That's gross.
Yeah, well, it's what's on your food if you go to a bar, I'm sure, and get chicken nachos. It probably came out
canned
of a can.
Canned chicken?
Probably.
Why don't they just use red? Why you gotta use?
Or like if you make a box dinner that's like broccoli chicken, you know, cheese and broccoli, and you need chicken, just use canned chicken.
No,
they sell it right there.
Canned chicken.
Oh, I use it all the time.
No, that sounds gross.
Stuff.
Yeah, sounds like it's the color of snow cones' legs.
It's the color. It's chicken. Well, that's
right.
Sort
it sounds like your legs are the color of canned chicken.
I'm looking at them now, and
that's about right.
That's
like a pale grayish.
Yeah,
not bad, but not healthy.
It's all white meat.
Yeah, right? It's kind of...
It's all white breast meat. It says right there on the can.
Just get regular chicken.
I'm going to sit there and cook up a chicken and then use it on a 78-cent box dinner. Those instructions are so stupid. It's like, step one, buy a chicken and cook it. Step two, add this crap to it. Well, that's what it says on the instructions on those boxed meals.
Just buy some chicken strips and cut them up and put them on the tacos, for Christ's sakes.
Well, for tacos, yeah.
Or
that's,
buy
that's
the shredded
fine.
Chicken.
Or buy chicken breasts and cook them.
Or just buy it in a can and throw it right in there. It's warmed up in no time.
The canned chicken doesn't know.
No, just because it freaks you out, you know? Every girl I've lived with is like, oh, canned chicken. And then I'm like, you've eaten it like four times already because I've made it for you. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, just get the rotisserie. They're saying on Twitch.
I'm not going to waste rotisserie chicken and put it
you
in...
You can buy the rotisserie chicken already shredded.
Right.
Right. I don't need to. I can buy canned chicken for like a dollar.
I think
60.
The rotisserie chicken already shredded is like $2. So what do you want?
Look, you do things your way, I'll do things my way.
Just don't buy canned chicken, canned rabbit.
Canned chicken,
canned with
the
you.
Canned rabbit was for my dog. The canned chicken has a purpose, and nachos are one of them. Nachos
gross.
And box dinners, that's it. That's it.
Back, all wet and soggy, probably?
You drain it. You strain it, yeah.
And then you
get the water
it?
Out of it. That's already cooked. You just...
It's
already
like a
cooked.
Just
like the frozen stuff. No, it's just shredded chicken breast meat in a can.
Like tuna?
Yeah, like tuna, exactly.
Does it look like tuna?
It's a bigger can. It looks like chicken.
What does it look like tuna?
It looks like a large tuna can. No, it looks like chicken. I mean...
Well, when you open it up, is it shredded like tuna?
The cube?
It's pressed in there like tuna, so I guess you could say in that sense
cubed,
it does.
But cubed, or...?
So there are cubes, yeah, and you break it up.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's chunks.
Cubed chicken.
There's chunks. It's not in perfect cubes.
Cube cam chicken.
They don't, like, print it in Lego blocks and stick it in there.
I'm not fancy.
You've eaten it. I'm sure you've eaten it.
I'm not fancy, but there is a point where you just... crack open a can of chicken and think, I got to do better.
No, you don't.
No, there is. It's, like, I have been poor enough to be like, hey, let me put two pieces of toast
it's not even about
in the
poor.
Toaster and then put A1 steak sauce with nothing else in it. And I'll be like, this is almost like a steak sandwich. Been there. It's like eating the end of a steak sandwich every time. But at some point, you got to be like, I've graduated past canned chicken.
It's a convenience thing. It's not a price thing. I mean, it is a price thing, too, but it's also a convenience thing. Because you can leave it in your cupboard for however long, and then when you're ready to
you're
make something...
You're the only person not on food stamps who buys canned chicken.
I doubt that, because they sell several brands at every store. So can we move on? Can we move on? Moving on.
That's a food stamp staple.
Moving on.
Right? I'm not wrong about that.
No, I mean... Yeah.
Moving on.
Like, just buy a bunch of this canned chicken, put it in the pantry. We'll have dinner for days.
It's like you're like doing rations during the Great Depression.
Yes, exactly. It's like an MRE. Like, hey, look at all this canned chicken we have.
Like if you're in a storm shelter, a bomb shelter.
Right, that's a good place to put canned chicken.
Yeah.
Not on a Tuesday for tacos.
If you're a prepper, yeah.
Okay, back to Ricky.
Sorry.
Sorry, San Francisco 49ers rookie, Ricky Purcell.
Known for loving canned chicken.
That I don't know. He signed autographs in downtown San Francisco. He goes to leave. He's done with this, and he maybe did some shopping because he said he had some shopping-type bags that he was carrying around. And somebody comes up to try and rob him with a gun. So Ricky, there's some sort of struggle. It sounds to me like Ricky's saying, you're not going to take my stuff, but I don't know exactly what happened, right. And I don't know that he said yet. Yeah, I don't know what all they were trying to take from him, but
they had a Rolex on or something. I heard that, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay, well, that would make sense. Some sort of a confrontation. Maybe he wanted.
Could have just been for the bags. Maybe he had
no. Maybe he handed him the bags, and then he was like, "You're not taking my watch." You know what I mean? Right. Who knows? That could be. But anyway, there's some sort of a struggle with this robber, this armed robber, and he gets shot in the chest. Now, there's the police officer who responded first. She says. That, I mean, based on her story, she was crying when I saw her on TV this morning. Sounds like Ricky thought he was dying in that moment. Which, yeah, you just got shot in the chest. I would be dead.
No, you wouldn't.
I would be dead. I'm not surviving any type of gunshot to the chest. I don't care what caliber it is, a 22 or a 45, it doesn't matter. I'm not surviving that. I'm not built for it. 50 Cent can survive that. He did.
Nine shots.
I can't survive a shot. No, 50 Cent.
How many did Ricky take?
Well, one. But to the chest.
One
I mean,
to the chest and two to the dome? Or?
No, just one to the chest.
That's it.
Yes.
Right.
Now, the police officer comes up. She tells him, look, this is not your time. You're going to survive this. The police show up. And then the media, there's cameras there pretty quickly. And there's literally video of Ricky.
He's got to be like by Fisherman's Wharf or something. I'm just saying only because they're saying downtown.
He's like in the city because they're surrounded by tall buildings.
And
so
he's doing
autographs.
So it's got to be
like a convention center or
somewhere popular.
But when they show him, when the cameras caught him before he's in the ambulance, the dude is literally holding his chest like this and walking himself into the ambulance. Like, holy crap. Then I see the 49ers expect him to play this season. They've already said that he's recovering well, and they expect him to play this season.
He's going to miss
return
to
the field.
With a shot to the chest?
With a shot to the chest. None of us are surviving that. I don't know what you guys say.
I want you to listen to me. I know you don't know me, but please trust me. God is with us. It's not your time.
We're hearing from the San Francisco sergeant whose quick actions helped save 49ers rookie Ricky Purcell. Purcell had been signing autographs before heading downtown and was carrying shopping bags when police say he was followed by a 17-year-old suspect who confronted him with a gun. Authorities say a struggle ensued and the gun fired, the 23-year-old NFL player sustaining a gunshot wound to the chest.
Okay, now I don't know what happened with this. They say a struggle ensued. I don't know exactly what that means. I do know if someone tries to rob me with a gun, I'll give them everything I've got.
Okay, maybe, right? But you're Ricky Purcell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, like, put yourself now in his body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that big of a difference, but you are 23 and the kid's 17.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably like, this is a kid. I'll kick your ass. Right? It didn't work out that way, but you might be, like, I could see why.
I don't know what it's like to be a strong guy. I've never been a strong guy, so I don't know. I've never been in a position where I thought I could kick that guy's ass. Right. Never sized a guy up and thought I definitely can beat this guy up. Nobody. Right. Nobody. When I fought that dwarf in the ring, I thought the night before, like, this is going to be bad for me.
Me too.
Because Laz was my manager.
He was muscular too.
And he was strong. And everyone had really gotten in my head.
About Slim Fast, when we first got here to Kansas City years ago, we did a halftime show, as it could be called, for a UFC fight.
It wasn't actually UFC, some sort of cage fighting, yeah.
And Slim Fast fought a dwarf.
Yeah.
And he punched him in the head so hard that the dwarf had to go to the hospital.
We don't have to dwell on that.
He never recovered.
I was told before the fight, when I said, what am I supposed to do? What were your words to
him?
Hit him as hard as you can.
Well, he came out and he was much more muscular than I thought.
He was big.
And,
I mean, he wasn't, but he was strong.
Right, and he was built, and he was kind of crawling around, like barking like a dog.
I bet he weighed almost as much as I did.
And I was like, man, you got to hit this dude. Because what I did tell you is that he's got a ginormous head on those shoulders. He's giving you all of a target.
Yeah.
Just hit him in that big head as hard as you can. I didn't think it would hurt him because his head was so big.
And I was wearing gloves. We were wearing boxing gloves.
Spun around, like feet off the ground.
Boom. Right?
Charlie Brown missing the football. That's what he
I mean,
like.
I don't even think Tyson ever even had a fight like that.
No, you it was hit that him quick. So hard.
It was just one hit, boom.
Right in his
the bell
big head.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's okay. the difference between dwarf and
I don't know, little person. He was a little
well,
person.
Well, he had a big head.
I think his head, you think he had a big head because he has a small torso. His head is
well,
normal
it was,
size.
It was not proportionate.
Right.
His, and it was a big target.
It looked like, yes, it looked like the biggest.
And you hit target. Him right in it.
Yes, and his head hit the mat.
And his, well, his feet spun over
yeah,
his head.
Yeah. Gotcha. He's fine.
He did
by
a full
way.
Flip. Oh, he's not fine.
Okay.
That's been time in the hospital because of that.
He went to the hospital as, I don't know, an abundance of precaution because...
No, there was talk of a lawsuit and all kinds of other stuff.
Is it an abundance of caution? Abundance
but
of...
Thankfully,
I think
that's a caution, not pre,
of caution, not precaution. An abundance of caution because we were at a cage fighting thing. They already
well,
had medics
thankfully,
there.
The cage fighting people had people sign waivers. Or else you would have been in trouble, and you know that.
Yeah.
Our lawyers are like, what the hell happened?
I know.
You punched a midget in the head, and then you were in so much trouble, and then they're like, no... It was at a cage fight, and they had everybody sign this stuff. Like, they've got that stuff on lockdown. Like,
yeah.
There's high-paid attorneys who said that they ain't going to do nothing in the court of law. We'll tell you that right now.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.